car is on fire, and there's no driver at the wheel. And the sewers are all muddied with 1,000 lonely suicides.
It seems to me that the patient is experiencing a laryngospasm. A laryngospasm is a contraction in the vocal cord muscles, which causes them to be fully or partially closed for about 60 seconds at a time. People usually have the ability to breathe out, but have trouble inhaling air. People can also retain the ability to cough. A laryngospasm feels a lot like choking, but of course there's nothing actually lodged in your throat. Or perhaps it feels more like food has gone down the wrong pipe. There are many suspected causes of laryngospasms, like asthma, stress, allergies, anesthesia, neurological issues, and more. Most of the time, laryngospasms occur while people are eating and drinking. The Heimlich maneuver will not stop.
Hear all your thoughts? That sounds more controlling than, what'd you say, loving? How can someone possibly hear your thoughts and still love you? I mean, I love my partner, but if I heard all of her thoughts, she would drive me up the fucking wall. Plus, that must be freaking exhausting hearing everyone's thoughts all the time. The dude must be driven nuts with 8 billion voices in his head. And listening to them all the time? No way. Like, let's say I have to take a shit, and it's all I can think about for the next 10 minutes. He can hear that too? That's invasive. I don't need God to know all that. I'm sure he'd prefer not to know himself. And sure, with every 400 worthless thoughts comes one that's actually meaningful, but you also have to hear the other 400. Sounds to me like an invasion of privacy and totally impossible.
And the sewers are all muddied with 1,000 lonely suicides.
Hey, why don't we play a game?
Like what?
Yeah, like what?
What about Simon Says?
Is that the one where we just copy whatever you say?
Yeah.
I don't know. You're pretty bossy, so I don't know how fun that would actually be.
Oh, come on, you guys.
Fine.
Okay, awesome. Simon Says, do this. Simon Says, wave with your right hand. Simon Says, say a prayer.
Wait, I don't really know how to do that.
Time's up. You're both out.
What? Come on!
Oh, wait, I know one. The one where we say before dinner, God is good, God is great. We thank him for this food. Amen.
That's a stupid prayer.
Shut up. You don't even know how to do one.
Ahem. Simon says, kill your mom.
Well, what?
Yeah, where did that come from?
I was just thinking. Wait, scratch that. God says kill your mother. Like, if God asked you to kill your mom, could you do it?
No way.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But what if when you kill your mom, then you're guaranteed to go to heaven?
I don't know. Like, what's the point if I won't get to be with my mom?
I just don't think I could kill my mom for anyone, period. What did my mom do? Like, what kind of God is that anyways? Sounds like a jerk to me.
Okay, scratch all of that. What if you killed your mom and God said you would both go to heaven if you did that?
Well, that's different.
Yeah. Then I guess I would talk to my mom. And if that's what she wanted, then I would do it.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't say how I would have to kill her. I would make it as painless as possible.
How would you do that? What's a painless death like?
I don't know. I think drownings are pretty painful, so definitely not that.
How do you know that?
I don't know. It looks kind of bad on TV and stuff.
Would you kill your mom?
Yeah, what do you think?
I would, yeah.
That was fast.
Yeah, why are you so sure?
Well, I mean, if God wants me to do it, then it's like a huge honor to do so. Who am I to refuse God?
Yeah, I guess.
When you put it that way, I guess I can see that. But I don't know. I just don't want to hurt my mom.
Yeah, me neither.
I could do it, if it was for God's sake.
Huh?
Can I sit here?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Do you, with an open and honest heart, take me to be your lawfully wedded spouse?
I do.
Do you, with an open and honest heart, take me to be your lawfully wedded spouse?
I do.
Do you, with an open and honest heart, take me to be your lawfully wedded spouse?
I do. Do you, with an open and honest heart, take me to be your lawfully wedded spouse?
I do.
Do you, with an open and honest heart, take me to be your lawfully wedded spouse?
I do.
Do you, with an open and honest heart, take me to be your lawfully wedded spouse?
I do.
Stop the wedding!
What are you doing here?
I've come to take you back.
I'm not yours to give and take.
Will you marry me?
What?
Even if I tell you I love you? Because I love you, and only you. In my every breath, in my every heartbeat, my every second, there is you and only you. So I ask you once again, will you marry me?
No.
You don't understand what you're saying. You've convinced yourself that you'll be happy without me, but you won't. And I know I can't survive without you.
Oh my God.
You know this to be true. I am here, ready to die for you. I am ready to live my life for you and your love.
Please, put the gun down.
You love me.
Put the gun down, please.
Say that you're mine. I could bear no other answer, nor any falsehood. I will blow my brains out.
Just put the gun down, I beg you.
Look me in the eye. And tell me, do you love me?
No! No, I don't. Maybe I did once, but I don't anymore. I love someone else, and I'm going to marry them.
Do you mean that?
Will you first put the gun down? Yes, I do mean that.
You grabbed my hand, and we fell into it, like a daydream or a fever. Thank you.
Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moria, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. O my son Abraham, you have seen in a dream that you must sacrifice your son Ishmael. A disagreeable fate is what has been commanded of your son. Fighting has been enjoined upon you while it is hateful to you, but perhaps you hate a thing and it is good for you, and perhaps you love a thing and it is bad for you, and Allah knows while you know not. I am here. I, Abraham, have seen in a dream that I must sacrifice my son, Isaac.
You must sacrifice our son.
It has been commanded of me, Sarah.
It has been commanded of you?
It has been commanded of me by God. It has been commanded of me by God, Hajar, that I will sacrifice my son, Ishmael. I have seen it in a dream.
You know I'm not in the habit of disobeying you. Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Abraham.
Father?
Yes, my son?
The fire and wood are here,
Ishmael said.
But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
Fighting has been enjoined upon you while it is hateful to you. But perhaps you hate a thing and it is good for you, and perhaps you love a thing and it is bad for you. And Allah knows while you know not.
Abraham answered,
God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son.
And the two of them went off together. I cannot think of where to start my bitter story, for its beginning is grief, its middle is grief, its end is grief. Wait! Stop this!
Hajar?
You took me by force. You married me against my will. I came to love you. My demands in love have been modest.
Hajar?
No, not Hajar. Clytemnestra. I bore you this son and three daughters, and now, my king Agamemnon, you have the cruelty to take my youngest daughter from me? And if anyone asks why you intend to kill her, what will you say? Shall I answer for you? So that Menelaus can have Helen back. You'll pay with your child's life the price for a useless woman? My Iphigenia, it is your father who will kill you. No one else. It will be by his hand, no one else's. This is his reward for love. Here is your daughter, my king, obedient to your command.
Why are you crying, child? Aren't you still happy to see me?
Mother.
As you kill our child, what prayers will you be saying? What blessings can you ask as you cut her throat? Did any of this cross your mind, or do you think of nothing but waving swords and raising armies? Turn back! Be wise!
Clytemnestra, stop this!
Mother, listen to me. I see now that you are wrong to be angry with your husband. You cannot hold out against the inevitable. Now, Mother, listen to the conclusion I have reached. I have made up my mind to die. All the people, all the strength of Greece have turned to me. All those ships, whether they sail, whether Troy falls, depends on me. I will be the one to protect our women if ever the barbarians dare to come near. When they have paid for the ruin of Helen, they will never again be so bold as to ravish well-born wives out of Greece. All these things I can win by dying. I must not cling to life too dearly. You brought me into this world for the sake of everyone in my country, and not just for your own. If Artemis demands the offering of my body, I am immortal. Who am I to oppose the goddess? It is not to be considered. I give my life to Greece. Take me, kill me, and bring down Troy. That will be my wedding, my children, the meaning of my life. Mother, it is the Greeks who must rule the barbarians, not the barbarians, the Greeks. They are born to be slaves, we to be free.
قلت لك
أعرف
بديش أروح
ولا أنا
بديش أسكر الخط
أنا مش راح أسكر الخط
أنا دايما بسكر الخط
يعني مش مشكلة إليك
أنت سكر
لا أنت سكري
لا أنت سكر
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh? Can I sit here?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh,
I remember when I was a kid, there was a rumor going around that you could bite through your finger if your mind didn't stop you. Like a carrot. I don't know if this is true or not, but I've always wondered what losing a limb feels like. If you're in enough shock, do you even feel any pain? Do you experience phantom pain from your missing limb? How long does it take for your body to register that it's not even there? If the situation called for it, would I be able to amputate my own limb? How could you do that? How could you kill yourself?
I didn't want to kill myself.
You held a gun to your head. How can you say you didn't want to kill yourself?
I didn't want to kill myself. It was an accident. I didn't mean for things to get that far. Why would I want to shoot myself? I did not want to destroy my body. I just wanted them. I thought if I did something...
Whoever kills himself by stabbing his own body will repeat his deed in the fire.
God knows what's in your heart. He knows you didn't want to kill yourself.
I know.
So there's no problem then. You have not been condemned to hell.
No.
No, because there is only sin in thought.
There isn't only sin in thought.
But what if...
What if what?
But what if there was a tiny part of me that wanted to die? What if it wasn't a mistake that I pulled the trigger? Maybe I was meant to do it. Maybe I wanted to do it, but I was too scared, and I thought it was a mistake. But maybe... Maybe it wasn't. What if he already knows?
He already does.
Oh. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
How long has it been since your last confession?
I have been good and have loved God since I could remember. I pray every night. I am respectful to my parents and my husband. I gave alms to the poor, took care of my family, my husband, and my child. I live my life in the spirit of the Lord.
That's good.
It has been 3 weeks since my last confession, and now I've sinned.
As do we all. What do you wish to confess?
My child is a gentle soul, Father. But I know... When I look at his face, I do not feel love, Father. I do not.
How old is your child?
He's only a few months old, Father. I was pregnant, and I was happy when the child was in my belly. But he came out red and bloody. His eyes large and fiery like the devil's. His cries loud and sharp like the scream of a goat.
Continue.
I hated him, Father. When they brought him to my breast, he wailed. He did not take my milk. And I hated him for it, Father.
Continue.
I take care of him. I try to love him as I know how. But he glares at me, Father.
You are his mother. He just looks for you.
No. Father, he tempts me. He gloats. He stares as though to say, look, woman, I am your life now. I have taken your youth from you, your beauty from you. Now you are mine and I am you.
Raising a child is tedious work.
Not if you love it. Not if you love it. And I tell you, Father, I hate him. His wailing is the devil's cry. I hear it tempting me, Father, to dash his head against the wall.
No. No.
When he doesn't take my breast, I feel like forcing his devil mouth open, wrenching his jaw open, so he has no choice but to take. When he looks at me with his cruel gaze, I feel like piercing his eyes out with my nails, ripping them from his socket so he cannot look at me. I feel like twisting his little baby neck, cracking each of his little baby fingers, breaking his baby kneecaps, pressing down so hard against his baby chest that it collapses and both his fucking lungs burst and his heart stops. For these sins and all those that I cannot remember, I humbly repent and ask for absolution, counsel, and penance.
Please make an act of contrition.
My God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all because they offend thee, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve with the help of thy grace to sin no more and avoid the near occasions of sin. Amen.
I absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace.
Hello?
Hello?
تسكرت الخط.
Hello?
Hello, انت سمعني؟
Hello?
Hello, انت...
Hello?
Hello?
أنا مش سامعك. تسكرت الخط؟
لا لا لا. Hello?
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 طيب يعني. انت غان؟ وين؟ Hello?
Hello? اسمع راح اتصل معك من مرة عشان اتسلم اوكي؟
الو؟
of Americans just like me that will look at their children and their grandchildren's future and they will say I am not going to have them a slave to
debt. I am not going to erase their future.
Oh, yeah,
because
sure.
I was afraid to die. I'm not afraid to die. I am afraid that our nation might die. And that...
Would you like some advice? Work hard and be rewarded. Businesses need assassins. Be an assassin. An American assassin. That's what you're here for, isn't it? Isn't that why you're here? Here's some advice. When you've got a pen over your contracts or a finger on the trigger, don't doubt yourself. Understood? You can't freeze up with the doubt or the fear that they plant in you. Inaction is a different word for death. Paranoia is the seed of inaction. You've got to understand that you shouldn't even be fearing death. Assassins will kill you. Shoot your shot, pull the trigger, or in a language you would understand, skitty pat pat. But none of that thug shit, all right? There's too much of that in the U.S. You should be willing to sacrifice your morality for this. We all should be. For if I be truly found a Christian, I may also be called one. When I shall no longer appear to the world, nothing visible is eternal. For our God, Jesus Christ, now that he is with the Father, is all the more revealed in his glory. Christianity is not a work of silence only, but also of manifest greatness. Suffer me to become food for the wild beasts. I am the wheat of God, and let me be ground by the teeth of the wild beasts, that I may be found the pure bread of Christ. It is better for me to die on behalf of Jesus Christ and to reign over all the ends of the earth. I desire the bread of God, the heavenly bread, the bread of life, which is the flesh of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came afterwards of the seed of David and Abraham. But when I suffer, I shall be the free man of Jesus and shall rise again, emancipated in him. Listen, that advice, free of charge, take it or leave it. I got Dash. Nice meeting you. Good. It is a good day to be an American. I love God, and I love America.
Thank you.
Hello. انت سمعني؟ حياتي؟ بحبك. اشتقت لك. بتصل بكرة. اوكي؟
Perform it for each other and see what happens. You can't sing, Shail.
This is common knowledge.
How are you with rhythm? I never asked that.
Even worse. That's mostly a problem, actually. I can't hold both thoughts in my head at the same time. I can do an impression of John Mulaney doing an impression of Mick Jagger.
Whoa, do it.
Oh.
That was good.
Not funny.
I love it.
Let's all try to clap at the same time. 3, 2, 1. Okay, let's do one more time. 3, 2, 1.
I hear boom, boom.
That was the last one. 3, 2, 1. I'm trying to time it up like when you guys are moving too, and it's not working.
Yeah.
This would be fun. Like, what if the Beatles had to do Zoom?
Now that's farce. Thank you for listening to our radio play, Laryngospasm.
The piece was created and performed by Lauren Smith, Grace Griego, Shail Modi, and Zaina Dana.
With the creative sound design from Michael Nutt.
Featuring the voices of Claire Grunstein, Amechi Abua, and Fuad Dakwar.
Laryngospasm was created using original text as well as excerpts from Euripides, Genesis, the Quran, and letters from early Christian martyrs.
Laryngospasm was directed by Zaina Dana.
That's true. Like the little fade out that some artists do at the end of their songs, but they're like, that sounded great.